West Tennessee farmers still facing flooding. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. It's been an unusual year for growing crops so far in 2015, and West Tennessee farmers are facing flooding in July.
What's so unusual about this flood is the timing. It's later in the year. Our crops are up, and so all the money is in the ground, and opportunity to replant is very slim. So these farmers are going to be suffering some pretty heavy loss.
Tennessee Commissioner of Agriculture Julius Johnson toured Lake, Dyer, and Lauderdale counties this week and says an estimated 40,000 acres of prime farmland are underwater due to the Mississippi River flooding, which is just now crested, and he says it will be another 10 days before the waters begin receding.
And a lot of temporary dikes have been placed up, and they're soft, and the chances of holding the water back on what we're protecting right now will be tougher because softer just doesn't hold back the water against the pressure of the water. Quite concerning. This is some of the most productive soils we have in Tennessee. Means tremendously a lot of economic activities. And this fall, when the harvest starts coming in, there's going to be fewer jobs.
Commissioner Johnson is hopeful these counties will receive a federal declaration of disaster from the Secretary of Agriculture so they can get some help next year as their crops won't survive the floodwater. But as Senator Ed Jackson, who represents all three counties and visited the farms with the commissioner to show his support of his constituents, said farmers are pretty resilient.
Well, I think this is my job as a state senator is to make sure that my constituents know that I'm here to support them and help them work for them, actually. So this is one of the acts of nature that happens. Most of these guys, they wouldn't do anything else but this. They love it, and thank goodness they do because we all eat well around here because of them.
Keeping those farmers in our thoughts as they continue fighting back the floodwaters. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.